Now, the government has confirmed it'll scrap the rule allowing employers to force staff to retire at 65. It'll be phased out this year, even though business leaders had asked for more time to prepare for the change. It means that anyone who wants to work longer will be able to. Ministers say giving people the freedom to work longer will benefit the UK's economy. The pensions expert and Director General of the Saga Group, Dr. Ros Altman, agrees.
If you've got more and more older people being forced out of the labour force without much money, just because they hit 65, even though they want to work and they have lots to offer and they can work, then the economy will not be producing as much because you're losing some skills in the labour force, and they won't have money to spend to create jobs for younger people.
We can talk now to Terry Robinson, who's 72 and he works for B&Q, and Danielle Rowley, who's 20 and a member of the Scottish Youth Parliament. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Terry, you're stopping these youngsters getting work.
No, I disagree. Youngsters coming out of education into the marketplace for work, not really encouraged by any governments to work. They've got the expectation of never finding a job. My experience is that the older person in the workplace, whilst quite happy to mentor the youngsters, youngsters will not stay in employment long enough to gain any skills.
What, they don't stick around?
No, they don't.
Why is that? I mean, so you don't rate younger workers?
Work ethics in school. They're basically said, oh, as soon as you leave school, you'll be on a scrap heap, you'll never get a job, so what's the point?
Danielle, youngsters don't have a work ethic, and the old people should stay there as long as they can.
I personally completely disagree with that. And myself, I'm at university, I have a job, I do lots of voluntary work, and I have many work ethics, and I know so many young people that are trying really hard to get a job, but just find it impossible. With the recession, it's became even harder. And in the UK, you know, youth employment's at a 12-year high. I think it's very, very hard. And you can't stereotype young people. You can't say all young people don't have any work ethics. Obviously, that's something that people from different age groups will have. It's not something particular to young people.
Do you want the old people to move aside, though, and give you a job?
Not move aside. I think, you know, they've worked really hard and they deserve some leisure time. They deserve some time to themselves. But we've been working really hard, whether that's been at school, at college, university, or in an internship, anything like that. I think that we do deserve to have a job after all of that education that we've put ourselves through.
Terry, why do you want to work? You're 72 years old. Most people would, I can't guess for most people, but many people that I've spoken to, quite happily looking forward to 65 years old, get your pension, give up work.
Well, I retired at 68 from my normal occupation, which was managing residential mobile home parks. And on inspection, I noticed that lots of people who took early retirement or retired would tend to die at a fairly early age because they tend to sit behind net curtains and watch television, very few hobbies or interests, and I wasn't going to be one of them. I've worked all my life, I enjoy meeting people, I've been in the service industry for about 30 years, and I enjoy working with people, meeting people, and it keeps me young and it keeps me fit.
Danielle, I mean, what are you trying to be? What's your job path?
Well, I'm currently studying journalism at university.
And you want to work on television? We were talking about that earlier on.
I'm not quite sure. I'm just really interested in journalism. I like writing. I do lots of writing in my spare time, worked as a volunteer at community radio. And I think that's an interesting point about, you know, if you retire, you'll just be sitting watching the TV, looking out your curtains. I think that that's up to the person themselves. And if you retire and you want to do that, that's fine, but there's plenty of ways to keep active. There's lots of clubs you can join. Doing volunteering is such a rewarding
thing.
But you
see, the weakness of what you're saying is that actually the legislation that's being laid down would be something that would affect you in your retirement, which would come much later. So you're encouraging poor old Terry there to give up his job, but actually with the new legislation, you would have to work until you're 70-something. So you wouldn't be able to do what you're encouraging poor old Terry to do.
I know, I think that's a shame. I'm quite worried by the time
that... So which is the right thing then?
Well, I do think that when I am older, if I've managed to get a good job, which I hope I will, and I've worked for many years, then I'd like to retire when I'm 65.
But you won't be allowed to.
I know I won't be allowed to, but that would be a good thing if I could. And I'd hope to be able to volunteer, put things back into my community, spend time with my family and enjoy a good quality of life.
All right, Danielle, thank you very much. Terry, in a word, young people, they have no work drive. Is that what you said?
Well, no, they're not taught. There are lots of wonderful youngsters, as the young lady has just demonstrated, but they are not taught from an early age that to work is to get on in life.
Okay. Thank you. That's Terry Robinson, who's 72, works for B&Q, and we spoke to Danielle Rowley, who's 20 and a member of the Scottish Parliament. Annie McGuire has the sport.